the Sefer Chovos Talmidim. We're nearing the end of the last parak. The last thing we spoke about is a person trains himself when he's younger, and he inculcates in himself the proper values. So then not only does he end up doing the right thing when he's older, but he actually becomes goodness, becomes genuinely good, becomes a part of him. It's not a struggle. And then if a person, for example, walks in the street, so he feels above all of the things that are distractions, all the things that are crying out for his attention. And he realizes that he's something higher than that. He's something above that. And he says, if you don't understand at your young age what I'm trying to say, you could ask people that are older than you. And if you don't, you know what? Don't bother asking. Why don't you just try it? Let's just try it for a little bit. Let's try ourselves and see as we are putting ourselves into a certain type of behavior that's the type of person that we will become. So, right now on page Kuf Lamed Ches, the paragraph begins Talmud Vasek. In the new printing, it's Kuf Yud Zayin. Talmud Vasek, Yishamer Biyaldus. Be very careful with your yaldus, with your youth. Yizor bebachura shalcha. And be protective. Watch out on your bachra shiyorin, your years of being a bachra. Mane'ime hi ha-yaldus, ma'areva hi ha-bachurus. Mevoreches Hashem. Mane'ime is how pleasant. Ma'areva, and how sweet is the years. The years of bachurs, the teenage years. A person should be very protective of them. Kenachal dvash, kenohar ayotzim eidem. It's like a river of honey, like a river that's coming out of Gan Eden. A person has to appreciate it. There's a bachur that learns here in yeshiva and took an early exit the beginning of this week. And before he left, he said to me, I have to be honest with you, if I would do it all again, I would do it very differently. I would do everything very differently. And he can't do that anymore, because it's over. But a person has to appreciate what he has. It's a very precious time, this time of our life. It's a time to mold ourselves. It's a time when a person can do so much with his life. And we don't necessarily know that we're going to have another opportunity during supper. I was by a yortzeit suda of a young boy by the name of Simcha Davis. Simcha Davis was killed in a car accident 10 years ago when he was a bachur. He was just driving a car, turning a corner, and nothing out of the ordinary. But he didn't see an oncoming car, and as he turned into the street, the car hit him straight on in the driver's side. He was killed. And every year his parents make a yortzeit suda here in Eretz Yisrael. And it's very painful because the son never had a chance to become who he could have become. And Mrs. Davis identified very much with parents of the three children who were kidnapped. and she went to show her support. And she was the one who told me that the family already knows that the children are no longer alive. And the news agencies are giving the family time to be able to come to themselves before it becomes public knowledge. These are three boys who never got a chance. And a person has to think about the fact that right now is our chance. Right now is our opportunity. It's not next man. It's not next year. It's not when I'm older. Now is our chance. We have an opportunity now, and we don't know how much longer we're going to have that opportunity. These young boys that were kidnapped, so everyone is under the impression that they were hitchhiking. But according to eyewitnesses, that wasn't what happened. What happened was is there was an Arab whose car stalled on the street. And he asked them for help. And he just asked them to push the car around the corner because there's a gas station around the corner. Around the corner was into an Arab village. That was the last they were seen. Three nice, unassuming young men just trying to help. Didn't do anything wrong. And they were taken as bahurim. And we are meant to take stock in our own lives. Are we using our time properly? Now is our opportunity. We have opportunity right now, today, tomorrow, here, present, be present. So many people live in the future, what's going to be, what I'm going to have. I was in Chutz Laaretz, so I was talking to a bacher who at 16 was going through a very difficult situation. And I told myself when I'm 18, I'll clean up my act. He said, I hit 18. I said, when I'm 20, I'll clean up my act. When I'm 22, I'll clean up my act. When I'm 24, I'll clean up my act. He said, I'm 24 today. People want me to start dating, start getting married, move on with my life. I can't. And I tell myself, when I'm 26, I'm going to clean up my act. But I know the truth. This is what he said to me. He says, not stopping. Because, you know, I've been this way for so long. I've already made this my life. It's so hard for me to think about. And I wish I could. This is what he said to me. I wish I could. But it's only getting worse. It's not getting better. I'm only getting deeper in the hole. We have to realize that now is our opportunities. It's not like down the road. Down the road could be terrorists. Down the road could be just deeper in the pit. But if a person puts his effort into this very critical time of his life, your entire life, you're giving juice. What you're doing now, at this stage of your life, giving juice to everything that's going to happen for the rest of your life, is being affected by what you do today. Gam ad zikna, gam ad seva, bilishada yichya, till you're zikna, till you're old. Till you're seva, till you're even older. Bilashada yichi, you will live through its vibrancy of what you put into yourself at this stage of your life. Umishikuyov yigdol afitzmach, and from this that you are now, you're hydrating your neshama. You're giving it nutrients. What you're giving now, yigdal, that's what you're gonna grow off. Af yitzmach, and that's what's going to blossom and flower. Haguf is daken, your body's going to get old. Af koicha yecholesh, and you're going to get weak. Ve'isha yiskayim, but whatever fire you were able to light, to ignite inside of yourself from when you were a kid, from now, will remain with you. Bechuma yischamem, with that heat of that fire, you will stay warm. Vilahava yislahiv. Mi pesi asher ya'abdena. Who is the fool that's going to squander, who's going to waste away these years of his life? Who's going to do that? And he's older and he's bankrupt. He's got nothing. Umi ha'meshuga asher es makor chayef. Who is the fool, the idiot, who's crazy? Es makor chayef yitanef. He is dirtying. He's making filthy the makor, the whole foundation of his life. Af yistov, he's blocking up his neshama. We tend to think, you know, I have a chance now to sit and learn a few extra minutes. Or go, you know, waste the time, whatever it is. Smoke hookah. It's 5 minutes of learning, 10 minutes of learning. Okay, you know, it's like, it's 10 minutes. I'll do it later. I read a book, you know, like, what's the big deal? Person has to realize that his entire life is going to be changed based on what he does at this stage of his life, at this age. Take another 5 minutes now. You push yourself another day, another 2 days. Your entire course of your life is going to be changed. When you're 30, when you're 40, when you're 50, all of that, it's all getting its anything it has, any inspiration, any direction from now. That's where we're drawing it all from. So it's like almost unfair that we have to make these decisions that we don't understand the weight of them at the age that we are. Youth is wasted on the young. Realize, you know, what a tremendous impact you could have on your neshama, but we don't get it. We just don't get it. My Zeda, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, he told me, you know, he his whole life, Baruch Hashem, he learned. He was a working person, but he learned 5-6 hours a day. He said, the only thing I remember, this is when he was already in his 80s, the only thing I remember is what I learned when I was younger. That I remember, that stays with me. That's what a person has to, this is our opportunity. Everything doing afterwards is just trying to maintain what we're establishing now. These are the years of our lives. We mentioned the pasuk kechitzim biara gibor, ken bnei hanu'urim, like a arrow in the hands of an archer, of a strong person. So were the days, the bnei hanu'urim, the bochur shiyorim. Everyone knows an arrow. It's just off, just like the teeniest little millimeter, even the slightest little fraction that you're off, and it's shot in a totally different direction. Way off mark. You have to be exactly straight online. The smallest deviation we do at our age, that's how much further away we're drifting. So we have big decisions to make. We have a month left to yeshiva, or whatever the last month, the month of Tammuz. We have big decisions to make. It's like, this is going to affect our entire life. Right now, we're ending off the year. This is a big, big time. And we have to make sure that we make our priorities straight. Like, what am I doing? Where am I going? Someone once asked Reb Shach a question about where his son should go to yeshiva after he finished high school. There are two yeshivas. Reb Shach said, they're so similar. They're both very good. So he said, so what should he do? Reb Shach said, what should he do? I don't know. So they said, you said they're both good. Why do you get so nervous? I said, they're both good. It's true. But if at this age of his life, he does just that much better in one yeshiva, that means that the next man is going to be that much better. And the next man and who he marries is going to be that much better. And his kids are going to be that much better. And everything, this is like, it's such a subtle difference. It's going to make such a dramatic change in his life. I'm scared to make that decision. Reb Shach, the God of Hador, said, I'm scared to make that decision. We have to realize we're seeing ourselves as like, we're young. It's like, okay, it's like, you know, one day in yeshiva, one seder, one minute. What's a minute in the base medrash? I'll do a minute later. I'm going to go out for a phone call or for a coffee. I realize that this is not just a minute. This is a lifetime. Every minute, you're changing the way that your life is going to look. That's what he's saying. And that's something we have to take very seriously. And we have to try as much as we can to appreciate that we're given opportunities. We're here, we have an opportunity. Not everyone does. Some people regret their decisions and they can't turn back the clock. Some people just never got the opportunity. We don't mean to say that someone when he's younger didn't start. When he was younger, didn't get himself accustomed to it. He didn't get off the dust when he was younger, didn't like shake it off. We don't mean to say we didn't say it's impossible for him afterwards to come to it. To say it's impossible. Tamid sharei shamayim psuchim v'chol ish Yisrael. It's always open. Imrak mishanei su'es masnav. If he just girds himself, strengthens himself. Roitzel l'shabed es koichos l'avod l'masa. He wants to work very hard. But always, boy, is it hard. V'ha'im ha'mishna sho'emeres. Even though the Mishnah says, Halomid zokein l'ma'udoim l'diok suva al chas v'sholom tin al ha'shar. It says that when you learn when you're older, it's like writing on a paper that's been erased already. Niyar machuk. Chas v'sholom, does that mean tinal hashar? That the gates have been locked with nebale tshuva? Sherwitz in Lashu B'Torah b'zaknusam chas v'sholom. Achilak hu rak b'schum ha'avoida. The difference just is in the schum ha'avoida, in the amount that he's going to be able to accomplish. Shehazokin ha'balil m'Torah. Someone who starts when he's older has to work 10 times as hard. Pimeya. Sometimes 100 times as hard. More than a yelad that started when he was younger. You know, we usually have in our presence and by the shmuz, a very special older man that, when he got older, decided he wanted to start learning. And he was here as we were starting to go through this perek. And he came over to me after one day and he said, this is very painful for me. It's so painful that he hasn't been back. And I think that, I do hope that he comes back very soon, but it's painful. And I understand him. Because this is his life. He goes through this every day. He's still trying to, make his way, navigate through learning, and he's frustrated, and it's hard. And he's here with kids that three of them collectively are still younger than he is. And he's like being hit in the face with this when he's listening to these words. It's very hard. It's very painful. And sometimes people don't realize it, you know. Okay, you know, you see people, they get older and they settle down and they seem to be doing okay for themselves. It's hard to understand how much pain they went through and how much they would encourage us not to make the same mistake they made. The regret that they have. They wish they could just, you know, inform us of it. But we're not really listening. But he did. He came over afterwards, said to me, you know, I'm jealous of these boys. I'm jealous of you boys. Because you have an opportunity to do what I didn't. And we have to realize that. Now is when it's going to be easy. If we're not ready to do it now, when we get older, it's just going to get that much harder. 10 times as hard. 100 times as hard. V'kivan she'ab v'anoseinu harabim. And being that in a multitude of our sins, af la'avoida kala b'kodesh, even now where it's not hard for us, we don't have distractions, we don't have responsibilities, we have nothing that's really stopping us. And even avoida kala b'kodesh, ain kol adam makdish atzmei lo. Even at this point, juncture in our life, when this is about as easy as it gets, we're still not ready to give ourselves over. The chol koychosav with all of his koychos, the kol shchein la'avoid achi kveid v'achi kasha. So for sure, a person gets older, and it's going to be like 10 times as hard, 100 times as hard. If he's not ready to start putting in effort now, how in the world is he going to be able to do it later? He's just going to keep, when he's 16, when I'm 18, when I'm 20, when I'm 22, he's just getting deeper in the hole. Lachain. Imloi tashkimu. If you don't, tashkimu means you don't get started now. V'lo tiskachu lo atem b'churim. You don't start at this point. You don't start working on Kedusha now that you're Bachurim. Ata binaruseinu. Now, when we are in our teenage years. Adolescence. Betach ubehechlet shelo tagi lo chas v'shalom. You're not going to get there. Not because it's impossible. But if you're not ready to work now, when it's easy, when it gets much harder, it's going to be out of reach. There's so few people that have made that correction in their life, that have worked that hard, and they will tell you, don't make the same mistake. V'loi nishmaschem levadena. Not only your own neshama is it an issue with. Ach gam nishmois kol Yisrael, hanavim atzadikim min ha'olam v'ad ha'olam. The neshamas of all of collective Klal Yisrael, all the neviim, all the tzaddikim from the world, aleichem tisabelu, they will mourn over the tragedy of the waste of your talent, of your abilities. Es churbanchem tibakena, the churban, the destruction that is your life, they'll cry over. Even the master of all nefashis. Av kol neshamis b'his rashluschem kaviyachol te'atzevu. In your laziness, he's sad, saddened. Kodesh Baruch Hu, disappointed. You couldn't do better than that. Couldn't do more than that. You're willing to waste away such precious years of your life for nothingness, for stupidity, for a drink, for a slice of pizza, for an afternoon, you know, at the beach. This is your opportunity, your chance to make yourself into somebody. And this is and you wasted it that way. Ki cheshkas nishmaschem, the darkening of your neshama, cheshkas ve'imas kol ha'ilamas hi. The Ayran or Kula. When your neshama goes dark, the entire world goes dark. When your neshama lights up, the entire world lights up. There's a famous mashal, I think it's from the Chofetz Chaim, about a king who wanted to award a small group of people. I don't remember what it was exactly that they had done properly. And the award was they have an hour free to go into the king's treasury, take whatever they want, gold and silvers and diamonds and everything, go in, free hand. Whatever you walk out with in the end of the hour is yours. It's very exciting. So, the first group of first person to go in, goes in. As he enters into this huge vault, this warehouse full of gold and silver and diamonds, at the entrance is a symphony. And he's got an hour. They're playing such beautiful music. You know, he was just gonna spend a few minutes just enjoying the beautiful music. He's never seen such an exquisite symphony in his life. And he stands there. He loses track of time. And then they come to get him. And he goes, "What's going on?" He said, "You're done." "I'm done. But I didn't take anything." "I'm sorry, sir, it's too late." And one after the other, everyone goes in and they get distracted. One fellow, aware a little bit of what's going on, before he goes into the king's vault, takes two big pillows, puts them on both sides of him, and wraps it around with like a rope around his head, and he's got this huge thing on like this, and his family looks at him, "You look like you're nuts." He goes, "Well, I know what I'm doing. Like, you look like a weirdo." I say, "Trust me." Walks into the vault, doesn't hear anything. Has an hour, and he gets everything that he wants to get for the rest of his life. He lives peace and harmony. He could buy the symphony. So here we are. We have a month left of this month. And there's so much like noise out there, distractions, and people running around in camps and in mountains and rental cars and on beaches and things, and wow, it's like so much fun, it's so distracting, and come on, just a day, just an hour, just a this. And before you know it, it's over. You have to kind of shut out the distractions. Shut it out. And focus on what we have. We have an opportunity. This is an opportunity to go for gold. This is an opportunity where we can maximize on this time to develop ourselves, that we should become the person that we want to become. We should all be zeh.